make a list to maybe ask questions, and then to, but if you leave an apple or a plum around, and it'll dry up, and what do you call it?
It'll rot.
Yes, but if while it's drying up, it's getting smaller. What do you call that?
It's dried up.
The skin of that dried apple was all
gone. It's just dried up to the seed.
Okay, but there's a drying up process. And what do you call that drying up process? You might start say that there's an elderly lady, little old bitty dried up lady, she's all lack of persimmon. What happens whenever the green persimmon makes your lips...
Draws your mouth up.
Yeah, what do you call that besides draws it up, you know? Here it is. Can you pronounce that word?
Shrink.
Shrink or something else?
Swivels up.
That's it. What now?
Swivels up.
That's the word I wanted you to say. Okay. Now those cabbages, what's the kind of vegetable? I've already messed that up. Let me skip them down here. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to do what with the beans?
Shell the beans.
Right. And the large yellowish flat beans and seeds, not the pods, what are they called? You know, it's got a big, well, what is that yard large flat bean? You get two or three beans in the pod.
It's a lima bean.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there another name besides lima beans?
Butter bean.
Right. Oh, the kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads. If you have some very large ones, you might say those blank are very big.
Cabbage. Big cabbage heads.
Right. Okay. They're cabbage. The kind of beans you eat, pod and all, what do you call that? You snap them?
Snap beans. Green beans.
Green beans is really what you call them. You call them green beans more than snap beans?
Green beans.
Is really what they are. You take the tops of these, this next fruit, and you cook it and make a mess of... Well, we had some over there a while ago.
Turnips.
Turnips. We had the turnips, but we didn't have the term greens today. But we had the turnips. Mm-hmm. And, okay... not that green stuff that you put in salads a lot, and you make your hamburgers with it.
Pepper.
No, I'm thinking about leafy, like it goes in the heads. Or
lettuce.
Lettuce. You know what the honeymoon sandwich is, don't you?
No.
Lettuce alone. Okay, you have two boys and three girls, so you have five what?
Children.
Right.
I got six children.
Well, I'm sorry, you have
two boys and four girls.
And
two boys.
Okay, that makes you six children. Mm-hmm. Do you ever speak of them as so many heads?
I've got six children. What I always...
You never say heads of children? How do you refer? No. When do people say heads of things?
When they got stock.
Sure, so many heads of stock. I think I've heard that. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a blank of children.
A house full.
That's for sure. There's another word, though, that you might...
Big family?
Well, have you ever heard the word passel?
Yes. Passel.
Is that what you say?
Well, no. That's an odd word for me.
But you've heard it.
I've heard
it. But you really wouldn't use it?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. But what would you say if you used it now?
Just say a passel of children,
yeah,
I guess.
But that's not your particular word.
No,
you've heard others use it.
I've heard
okay.
It.
And what's that outside of the ear of corn called that you
shuck?
Right. And what do you do whenever you take it off?
You shuck the corn.
Okay. Now, the what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob called?
Corn on the cob?
Yeah, what do you call it when you... Corn on the cob or what kind of... What kind of...
Boiled corn.
Yeah, there's no way of referring to it. I don't know why they never have done this. They've always boiled it, but there's another way of cooking it, evidently. That they call this
you
kind
bake
of
it.
Some kind of ears. What kind of ears?
We have baked that.
Yeah.
The fresh corn, you know, put it in the oven and bake it's good.
But this.